Yeah. Hello, everybody. You're listening to Scott from the Night Nurse Show here on Radio Clash. We've
got... you're on your own show. I'm not editing this shit.
Don't be an asshole. What the fuck is that?
That's a San Francisco transit bus.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
All right.
I was in San Francisco.
Are we recording now, or...?
I think so.
Okay.
Getting loads of recording, and you going, "Are we recording?"
La da 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 da. We got Phil here from Bitch Up for the Masses.
Stop shouting.
Sorry. I don't know if I can hear it or whatever.
Yeah, fine.
And it's funny because Phil has a podcast, obviously, Bitch Up for the Masses. And when he's on it, he'll quite happily chat away about whatever the songs he's playing, whatnot else. But we've met him today, and I think he's spoken about a whole 5 words to me. He's nodding as I say this. And,
which is good. You've got an audience.
Yeah. That's why I've described. That's why I've described it. So I really think that what we need is a microphone in his face, other than other things. Wig, wig, nudge, nudge.
I tried that before, and I run up.
Did you say something? So, tell us about your podcast.
Why?
Because the inquiring minds want to know.
I know about my podcast.
I know, but other people that listen to this don't.
Okay. I don't know what to say.
It's music from Birmingham.
Exactly.
See, Carmine said it.
Do you play a lot of Slade?
No.
Okay.
Why not? Do you play a lot of Napalm Death?
Yes.
I love Napalm Death. I saw them back in the market. Yeah, they're from me.
Use of Black Sabbath.
Judas Priest. You play Judas Priest. What is your favorite Judas Priest track?
That one.
What?
That one that everyone knows.
Breaking the Law.
Exactly. Breaking the Law is the best track.
It is the best.
Painkiller is awesome.
I like Electric Eye.
I'm electric.
A drum and bass bootleg with it. Yeah. So
I don't like Judas Priest.
Oh, Judas Priest rock.
I don't like them.
What do you like, Conrad Slater?
No.
What kind of music do you like?
No.
Pass. I don't know. I'm very personal about my music.
What, you're personal about your music?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I believe that music is a case. It's a matter of, do you like them? What sort of person are you? Do you belong to this subculture? Are you this sort of fan? And I think there's a lot of fascism in regard to music, so I just don't bother fucking talking about it.
He has a great point.
So he dresses as a pimp in regard, or Doctor Who?
I think he dresses as he pleases.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think he belongs to the subculture. But that's what he's saying.
Would the subculture have him anyway?
Goths. I don't know. But
what subculture do you belong to?
He doesn't.
None.
So I think the big question, and this will gauge something. This will give us an idea. Conrad, what was the last album you bought?
No, can't remember.
What was the last album you downloaded?
Eno, probably.
Eno.
Brian Eno.
Okay. Yeah. He's one of those weird art house motherfuckers.
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah.
Right, okay. Linda, what was the last album you bought?
Well, it was Scottish. Probably the new Dropkick.
The new what?
The new Dropkick.
Dropkick Murphys?
No, Dropkick. The Taylor Brothers. Yes.
Okay.
Edinburgh. See, that's... I stopped him!
I do not know what the last album I bought was. I think it was Khalees' new album, the last time I bought it, and Sisters Sisters, which was a big disappointment.
What genre is Amon Tobin?
Who the fuck is he?
He is breakbeat, broken beat, and drum and bass. It's like a slow drum and bass.
When I think of the word breakbeat, I think of dancing and a certain kind of fashion.
Well, it's like a modern breaks.
Modern breaks. Are you meant to be dancing to Amon Tobin?
Yes, you can. I've seen people dance to it. It's like breakcore. You can dance to it if you try.
Right, because I think it was the soundtrack to Chaos Theory, which is a PlayStation game, I believe. And it seemed quite undanceable, to be honest.
There's only one PlayStation game I play at the moment. I am so addicted to
it.
Guitar Hero is the most awesome PlayStation game ever, ever, ever created.
Because I music for me is something I listen to when I'm lying in bed with my headphones.
Are you naked when you do this?
I'd love to be. Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, I feel uncomfortable.
Are you touching your penis when you do this?
I feel uncomfortable naked, but I don't feel uncomfortable touching my penis.
That's fucking weird. I'm sorry. Why do you feel uncomfortable being naked, but you don't feel you feel comfortable touching your penis?
I think masturbation's fine. I think nudity.
As long as you're clothed.
I feel vulnerable. I feel vulnerable naked.
Phil, do you touch your penis when you listen to music?
No.
What?
Scott, do you?
Occasionally.
If we're talking about podcasts, then...
Do you feel comfortable touching podcasts?
Your penis?
I have difficulty concentrating. I have difficulty concentrating masturbating while listening to a spoken word podcast.
No, that's real.
Especially,
yeah.
Especially Adam Curry.
Or Nightmare Show.
Maybe. Anyone talking about something...
Radio Clash might work.
I want to listen to
podcasts. That'd be weird.
It would
be weird if I masturbated to your podcast.
Yeah, that would
be
weird.
It would
be a horrible thing when you're wanking away, it's some music going on. Radio Clash, great example. Music on the go. And then you're just about to, and then you start talking.
Yeah, then it all goes wrong.
And then you want to pay attention to what's going on. And before you know it, you're as floppy as pancakes.
It all goes fucking pear-shaped at that point. We done?
Keep it away, otherwise you're starting.
All right.
You shout at the mic, you do.
Oh, okay. So when you do masturbate, Phil, what do you listen to?
Radio Clash.
I'm out of little words, but very, very poignant, all the same.
Oh, dear.
What about you, Linda?
I listen to Radio Clash when I'm in the gym.
That's awesome.
You're not the only one. A friend of mine, Mr. Greg listens to Radio Clash in the gym.
Because it's enough time, you know, it's a long enough time, and it's sort of, you're very good at balancing the beat. You don't know you're doing it, but you're
I kind of know.
I know you're doing it, because you can tell from it, and it's wonderful. It's
crazy,
it's
isn't it?
It's very invigorating.
Excellent.
And don't ask me about masturbating, but that's okay. I don't touch my penis when I'm listening to anything.
Girls can masturbate too in their own way.
When you're flicking your bean.
I'm too shy.
When you're flicking your bean.
I'm too shy.
Do you listen to Radio Clash? No. Do you listen to the Nightmare Show?
I've listened to the Nightmare Show.
What do you think of it?
It's wonderful.
Are you serious? Are you saying this? Because how about you repeat that?
I said it's wonderful in your own little way.
That means it's shit and I don't like it.
It's a special podcast for special people.
No, I didn't say that. No. That means it shits and you don't like it. No, it's wonderful.
I think it's definitely different. It's not for everyone.
I love the breadth of it.
What, the freedom of it?
Can we turn to the original issue?
Masturbation. All right.
Do you prefer just finger or a proper penetrative experience by masturbating?
Oh, thank you, Conrad, for asking.
It's too much for Scott. Scott can't cope. I don't know.
I can't cope when it comes to the whole fanny thing. It all freaks me out. It's going to be a lips and stuff. No offense.
Right.
I've
embarrassed him accidentally and telling him.
You have, oh my god, Red! Oh my god, Red, right?
Trying to embarrass me, right?
Yeah, I embarrassed him.
Yeah.
Isn't that excellent? Yes.
And I'm embarrassed.
Yes.
I'm gonna go now.
Wait, hey, shut you up.
No, I don't think so, Conrad. So tell me about your penis.
It's very large when erect, but nothing special when floppy.
Will you take pictures of your erect penis and send them to me via email?
I don't actually have the digital facility to do so. I've been thinking about buying a digital camera, and that's one of the first things I'd do with it if I did.
Does your phone have a camera?
No.
Yours does.
It does.
There's a toilet over there.
There is. 3.2 megapixel.
Size always counts.
Of course.
I think he's bored now. All this cock talk is too much for him.
It is. I think Tim's bored as well. Should I shout into the microphone really loudly and make him stick his earphones out?
I think Gary's talking about cock and masturbation, though.
I don't, you know what? cocks are boring.
Scott brings the show down to his level.
Of course, of course. Cock, and more cock. I think it's time to go.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Of course you can.
I don't know. Well,
is it about my cock?
Well, no, it's a cock-related question.
Okay, sure.
Because I know my cock very well.
Yeah.
And I know it's not a clean thing.
Right.
Now, we were talking about blowjobs earlier.
Yeah. Is that why you don't like blowjobs? Because you're never clean?
No, I don't care.
Okay.
But presumably, as somebody who does give blowjobs, you care.
Yeah.
And aren't you worried about hygiene?
If a cock smells when I get near it, then I will not proceed to go any closer.
Yeah. Is that, now, have you learned from experience? Then?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, yeah. I'll actually tell a very quick story about an ex-boyfriend. And this is not why we broke up. It was the middle of summer.
So deleting this.
And you're not deleting a fucking thing.
I am deleting
this. I love talking about Winnie's cocks.
Well, should we not bother with the microphone then if you're going to delete it?
I'll send it to you and you can deal with it.
No, fuck off.
Nothing's doing
Radio
show.
Clash.
No, this is a nightmare.
www.mutantpop.net /Radio Clash.
Fuck off.
Please listen here.
Stop recording!
Done. No, I went down at my brain.